Good afternoon. The Aussie market has ended the week with some more red on the boards. The ASX 200 falling for a second successive session, down today by 53 points, or just shy of 1%, to 5,497 points. So there's still not enough to erode the gains that we saw earlier in the week. The first 3 days were impressive gains. So over the course of the past five sessions, the ASX 200 still lifting about 1.7%, and it's now lifted for the past 4 weeks in a row as well. But what we have seen more lately is the fact that there are some rising tensions between the US and China. It started off with the origins of the COVID-19 pandemic. It's slowly moved to other issues as well, mostly around Hong Kong and Taiwan and China's sovereignty there. So that certainly has created a little bit of nerves around the region, in particular the Asian. Most Asian markets today closed in negative territory, Hong Kong actually falling the most. We've also seen US futures in negative territory as well. So we have a look at the local market today. Energy and healthcare sectors really leading the declines, both down more than 2% today. CSL leading the healthcare stocks lower, down more than 2%. For the energy providers, it was Santos down about 4%. Woodside Petroleum down more than 2% as well. Pretty much every single sector in negative territory. The only sector to outperform really was the IT sector, which closed flat. Afterpay helping in that particular cause up around 1%. The financials were a bit of a weight as well. The big four banks were down between 0.5% and 1%. Macquarie Group down a little bit more than 1%. So it was a relatively quiet day in terms of company news. We heard, of course, this morning that Wesfarmers is looking to restructure its target stores, and it's looking to close about 60 to 75 target stores around the country and then convert some to Kmart stores as well. So all of this will certainly require a fair bit of cost, and Wesfarmers did mention it is expecting some significant one-off items in relation to the restructure. Wesfarmers today pretty much unchanged, just down a few cents or less than a tenth of 1%. Much better day for Myer, with the department store announcing that it will look to reopen its remaining department stores as of next Wednesday. So it was up about 13% at its best levels, but up around 7.5% to close out the day. Sydney Airport also lifting around that 2% mark. The airport today holding its virtual annual general meeting, and it did confirm that its dividend, or its interim dividend for financial year 2020, will not be paid out, but it doesn't require to raise any funds or equity from shareholders. So that was seen as a positive, and its share price higher today. Not so good as well for the Aussie dollar, which closed a little bit weaker today, overall higher for the week, traveling around 65.3 US cents.